So Mikey sent me a voice note today. What's the avoid of the night of Purim? What's the avoid of the night of Purim? The day of Purim, Pashtus, the Iker mitzvah of Purim, the Iker Oris of Purim. It's by the day. That's when we have the mitzvah of the Suda, Mishlech Manas, Matanas of Yoinim. According to Menor Rishonim, the Iker Takon of Imbibur Megillah, of Mordechai Nesser, of Takon of Sanavim, was dafka by the day, not at night. Reak Vilazal, Bazuntan even holds that the Kavanas of Mikra Megillah is dafka only by the day, not at night. Even though most of the Kabbalim disagree. But Maisi, you already see that there's a Shiloh. What's the ending of the night? So the truth is, I didn't answer. First of all, because I had no time today. But second of all, I didn't really have an answer. But by the Fevranya tonight, maybe I thought of something. I think the side of the night of Purim is the inyan of what we find in Hilchas Purim of Hakfar Makdim and Liyam HaKnisa. The takana of Purim was Yudalit and Tesvav, like it says in Megillah. But there was a takana that village people in the village, the simple Yidden in the Shtetlach, were able to be machdim liyom haknisa. They could read the Megillah the Monday and Thursday before Yudalit. The Monday and Thursday before Yudalit, and based on the Cheshvan, that can be as early as Yudalit. So it could be that the site of for bringing about Purim early, which is the night, is the site of the Kfarim that are mocked in Liyam HaKnisa. The truth is, Mikey also asked just now whether now is B'chinas Rosh Hashanah. So the truth is, the Lashon Mishnah, HaKfarim Makdim in Liyam HaKnisa is Rosh HaTevis HaMelech. And so just like by Rosh Hashanah, the Chazan says HaMelech, the minig is not from the Amid, but from his seat, or from the Bima, whatever the different minogim are, which is a Bechina of Haktom, that you're Machtim before. The normal time would be the Chazan goes to the Amid, and then he says HaMelech. But the site of HaKvar Makdim Liyam HaKnisa, which is the site of for bringing Purim night, of having Mikra Megillah Purim night, Anosh Nosh and Betav, we see that there's more people in Shul by Purim night than there is by Purim day. So you see that the union of Akfar Matim Liyam HaKnisa, which is HaMelech, even before the Chazan gets to the Yomid, is the union of Purim night. So in order to have the union of Akfar Matim Liyam HaKnisa, which is really also connected to what I said before with Savri Maranam, being able to be Makdim, the Tikkun, before the right time, so we have to understand what's the union of Akfar Matim Liyam HaKnisa, what is the panemius of them being able to read the Megillah the Monday and Thursday before Yudal. What's the significance of Monday and Thursday? So many Rishonim say, "No, this is what do we do? What's special Monday, Thursday? It's laning. The truth is, we fought Tachna, we won Tachna. Okay, fine. But it's also laning. The truth is, this inyan of Mechias Amolek, which is the site of Purim, being deeply connected to the inyan of Kriyas HaTorah, we already find in Chumash. It says in Pasuk that Klal Yisrael were attacked by Amolek in the place of Refidim. Why Refidim? So Chazal say, Rafi Yudim and Divra Torah, that they became weak in learning. And because of that, they were attacked by Amalek. So after Amalek attacked us because of a weakness in learning, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was Masakin, Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday, in order to make sure that there shouldn't be 3 days without learning. So in order to make sure there's no 3 days without learning, in other words, to make sure we don't fall into that Rifi and that weakness of learning, which allowed Amalek to attack us, Moshe was Masakin, Kriyas HaTorah, which means Kriyas HaTorah is a tikkun, is the antidote, is the way to overcome a molek, which allows us to get to Har Sinai. Yerushalmi says the inyan of Kriyas HaTorah is a takana that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin, which is always me'en Har Sinai. Yerushalmi says the Baal Kari has to stand, because Har Sinai was be'im be'ir breast of Zubazayah. Yerushalmi says that Kriyas HaTorah always needs a gaba, he needs a third person, because the Torah was given from the Rabbeinu Shalom to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole takana of Kriyas HaTorah was a bechin of men Har Sinai, which was allowing us to get to Har Sinai to overcome the obstacle of a molek in the way. So the kfarim that are meiser nefesh to go to the big city every Monday and Thursday, so they're meiser nefesh for Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore, they have the schools to be machdim to have the oris of Purim before anyone else. Purim means bechinas a molek. Purim also means a completion of Har Sinai. Because the Gemara says, Kofleim Harkigigis, that even though Nasa Vinishma was said, but there was still something holding us back from Kabbalah Satorah B'Shleimus, and therefore there was Kofleim Harkigigis. But the Shleimus of Har Sinai, to remove that kfiyah, that need for there to be compelled, happened what? Because of Hadikul Mechashverish, because of Purim. So it means again, so the Inin of Purim is a completion of Har Sinai, which is the Inin of Kriyas HaTor B'Shleimus, a completion of Kriyas HaTor, Kriyas HaTor, which is Bechinas Har Sinai. So it's an Inin of Purim, that's what Purim is. Therefore, the Kfarim that are Machd in Liyam HaKnis, the Kfarim that are Moistu Nefesh, for Kriyas HaTor, therefore, there's Zechut El Eretz of Purim. Purim is the Shleimus of Har Sinai. Therefore, those Yidden that are Mekush themselves to Kriyas HaTor, which is the Kfarim, they get the Eretz of Purim early. And the truth is, in the Kavanas, in the Kisri, we talk to find a connection between Kriyas HaTorah and Purim. In the Kisri, the Nefesh is built. There's two parts to the Nefesh. There's two parts to the Nefesh. There's something that's called Yaakov and Rachel. Whatever that means, Yaakov and Rachel. And there's an aura, there's a light that's called Yisoid Abba. Yisoid Abba is not really Shaykh so much to Yaakov and Rachel. Yisoid Abba is Baizah. What's the Chiddush of Purim? So in the Kavanas of Purim, the Arizal says, the Yisoid of Purim is the Yidin of Yisoid Abba being shining, stark by Rachel. That's the Yidin of Purim. If you take a look at the Shark Kavanas by Kriyas HaTorah, the Arizal says the Yidin of Kriyas HaTorah is Yisoid Abba being shining, stark by Yaakov. And that's the Yisoid of Torah, Tziva, Lanu, Moshe, Mayrosha, Kihilas, Yaakov. The Yisoid of Kriyas HaTorah is that Yidin of Yisoid Abba shining in Yaakov. Since the Inyan of Kriyas HaTorah B'Yisoid is Yisoid Abba in Yaakov, and Yaakov and Rachel are two sides of one parzuf, two sides of Nukva, two sides of one parzuf. And the Inyan of Purim, says the Arizal, is Yisoid Abba in Rachel. So may we understand there's a connection between Kriyas HaTorah and Purim. Kriyas HaTorah, the Yisoid Abba gets to Rachel through Yaakov. The beginning of Purim is Kriyas HaTorah. This is why we find that also the hachana to Purim is by the Dal Parshis, Shkolim, Zohar, and so on. So you see this intimate connection between Purim and Kriyas HaTorah. Maybe this is also the side of what the Gemara says, that a young child, when they begin to speak, the father has to teach him Torah. What's the two psukim that the father has to teach a child Torah? Torah tziva lonu moish and rosh hakilos Yaakov and Shema Yisrael Hashem kinesh shemecha. Every person on Purim is Bechina's child. Adlo Yoda. Torah Tziva Lono Moshe, Marasha Kilos Yaakov is the site of Kriyas HaTorah. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Shemecha is the site of Purim. U'meshloach Manos Ishrei was Begemachi Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Shemecha. So the site of Purim is this Inyan of being able to have Kriyas HaTorah moving into Purim, which is Kfarim that are Makdim L'Yom HaKnisah. Yisoid Abba being in Yaakov, that's Torah Tziva Lono Moshe, and Yisoid Abba being in Rachel, that's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Shemecha. What does this mean, Avodas Hashem? What's the Avodas Hashem of Kriyas HaTorah? And a male from there, when a person has that inyan of Kriyas HaTorah and Avodas Hashem, the male they're given a gift that's called Purim. Once they have Torah Tziva Lono Moshe, Mirosh HaKilos Yaakov, once they have the earth of Yisoid Abba shining in Yaakov, which is Inyan of Kriyas HaTorah, the Mela, then they're Zaycha to have the Yisoid Abba in Rachel, which is Iris of Purim. So as I said from the Yishalmi, the Avodah of Kriyas HaTorah is the Iskashrus to Har Sinai. It's to be able to learn Torah, to be Makabal on themselves, all Torah and all mitzvahs, but not Stama Zay to keep Torah mitzvahs, but to keep Torah mitzvahs in the Bechina of Har Sinai. What's the Inyan of learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs Har Sinai dik? If a person keeps Torah mitzvahs, why? Because they want to have madrigas, and they want to know a lot, and they want to be able to accomplish big things. That's very nice. That's not Har Sinai dik. Moshe Rabbeinu said about Har Sinai, "At the Hareis L'das Ki Hashem Elokim B'Shemayim Al Boros B'Tochas Einoy." The sight of Har Sinai was the Rabbanu Shalom giving us Torah mitzvahs in the context of Yichud Kutshabir Hushinta. In the context of, I'm learning Torah for one singular purpose in order to find God. I'm putting on tefillin for one singular purpose to find God. I'm putting on tzitzis, I'm giving tzedakah, I'm looking, I'm saying good things to a Jew, I'm all of Torah mitzvahs for one singular purpose, in order to find a lakus, in order to reveal a lakus in the Torah that I'm learning, in order to find a lakus in the mitzvahs that I'm being involved in order to find a lakus in the yid that I'm being Isaac in with Kamil's Chasadim and Avas Yisrael. If a person's learning Torah just because it's, you have to learn Torah. If a person's keeping mitzvahs just because that's what you have to do, that's good. That's not Har Sinai Day. So the whole inyan of Har Sinai is in order to keep Torah mitzvahs, in order to find that nekuda pnimis, that essence of elikos. That essence of elikos in the Kabbalah Sumer is called Yisoid Abba. Yaakov Vino means Torah mitzvahs. In love and garanti v'targ mitzvah shemarta, Yaakov Vino said. The Yisoid of Kriya Satur, like the Rizal said, Yisoid Abba in Yaakov means, like the Mishami says about Kriya Satur, to learn, to be makabal Torah, to learn Torah, to keep mitzvahs, the bechinas Har Sinai, which means to learn Torah, to keep mitzvahs for one purpose, in order to find God. And in order not just for you to find God, but to bring Torah back to God. The Baal Shem Tov taught that Torah Lashma means for the sake of Torah. But not like Rechaim Volozhiner taught, for the sake of Torah, that I want to be makasha myself to Torah. Baal Shem Tov said, no, Lashem Torah means in order to help Torah find its way back to God. Because Torah is lost without a Jew also. The Torah is not deeply rooted enough in Ein Sof until you come and learn it with a kavana of bringing it back to Ein Sof, of finding Ein Sof in it, of finding infinity in the letters, to find infinity in the mitzvahs, to find infinity in the God and the Yid that you're being involved with Kamilas Chasadim. This is called in the Kabbalah Svarim by the Zohar Kodesh, this is called this Inyan of Kriyas HaTorah of Yisoid Abba in Yaakov, of Torah Tzivalon Moshe, my Rosh Akilas Yaakov, of the Inyan of learning Torah be Makabal Mitzvahs, which is Kriyas HaTorah, the Bechinas Har Sinai. This is called the Makashe, the Shechina Akdoisha. This is called giving jewelry to the Shechina of Kshut and Dahavu, jewelry that already exists from the beginning. In other words, tefillin that you put on yesterday, you're putting it on today, but L'shem Yichud Kshubu Shechinte, in order to find Elikus, in order to bring out Elikus from Torah and Mitzvahs. From there, the kfarim, those yidden that are moisir nefesh to learn Torah lishma, those yidden that are oisik in Torah and mitzvahs in order to find the lukus, in order to reveal that the Rabbanu Shalom is ein oy, that Torah is infinite, and the lukus is that there's an infinite light of God that's contained in Torah and mitzvahs and Erev Adas Hashem. Those yidden that are oisik that find Yisoid Abba and Rachel, they'll be zeichet to be the first ones also to find Yisoid Abba and those yidden that are oisik that find Yisoid Abba and Yaakov, I'm sorry, of Torah Tzivalon HaMoish and Rosh HaKilos Yaakov, they'll be zeichet to be the first ones to find Yisoid Abba and Rachel, which is the site of Purim itself. What's the Inyan of Purim? The Inyan of Purim is the completion of Har Sinai. There's one side of Har Sinai, which is that Torah Mitzvahs is Ein Sof. That Torah Mitzvahs is saturated with Elikos. And if a person is Isaac in Torah Mitzvahs to find Elikos, that's called a Torah Mitzvahs, that's Har Sinai Dik. That's Yisoid Abba and Yaakov. But the ultimate Shlemus of Har Sinai, which doesn't need Kofle Marki Gigas, is to realize that the same Ein Sof that's found in the letters of Torah is also found in the letters of Vayomer Elokim Yi'ar, of Tachi Arts, of the 10 Ma'amar Shebehem Nivra Olam. There's the same Elokus, the same Ein Sof that's contained in the letters of Torah and Mitzvahs, is also contained in the letters of nature, in the letters of Gashmias, in the letters of this world. B'chol derechecha de'eyu. The reason, what the Gemara says, the reason why the Jewish people needed Kofle Marki Gigas is because they knew Har Sinai would be mechayev them not only to find Elokus in Torah Mitzvahs, but to find Elokus in Olam Hazeh, in the physical life, in Hester Ponim, in concealment, in high places, in low places, in food, and drink, and in all inyanim that come with Olam Hazeh. That's what it was very difficult for them to be makabel that. But that's the soid of what it means, Yisoid Abba in Rochel. Yisoid Abba in Yaakov means Elikus in Torah Mitzvahs. Yisoid Abba in Rochel means Elikus in Gashmias of Olam Hazeh. Because of Ahavas HaNeis, because of the Neis of Purim, the Jewish people didn't have to be forced anymore to completely be makabel the Torah of Har Sinai. Because like the Sfasamis quoted from, brings with Chiddush HaRim, that the soid of Har Sinai, of the Aseres HaDibros, The shleimus of Aseres HaDibros is the reorientation of the Asar Mamoris as the Aseres HaDibros. You know, the shleimus of our Sinai is to realize that the same Elokus that's filling the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis of Torah is also filling the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis that created Olam Hazeh. Those Yidden that are willing to be Isaac in Torah mitzvahs L'shem Shamayim to find the Lakus, Yisoid Av Ben Yaakov, Kriyas HaTorah, for them they'll be Zeichet to find the Oris of Purim, which is finding the light of Elokus in Olam Hazeh itself, in Gashmis itself. They'll be able to move from adorning the Shechinah Kedoshah, from Kshut and Dahavu, from adornments and jewelry that already exists, that we're familiar with, to be Zeichet to adorn the Shechinah Kedoshah with Kshut and Dahavu, with new ornaments. Ornaments of the next experience, the next darkness, the next piece of food, the next l'chaim, the next business deal, the next involvement with the cheshech of this world. The kfarim that are machdim, the kfarim that are maisu nefesh for kriyas haTorah, there is zaychet to the Oris of Purim first. So how is a person zaychet to be able to be a ben kfar? How is a person zaychet to be a ben kfar? How is a person zaychet to learn Torah Lishma? How is a person zeichet to be Isaac in Torah mitzvahs l'shem Shemayim, to find Yaakov, to find Yisoid Av and Yaakov, and then Mimela to find Yisoid Av and Rachel, which is the site of Purim itself? The answer is very simple: to hold yourself like a village person, to hold yourself as a nothing and a nobody. When you think of yourself as a Baal Madrega and as someone that's capable of Madregas, then you can fall into the trap of being Isaac in Torah mitzvahs for the sake of Madregas, which is the opposite of Har Sinai, which is the opposite of what Kriyas HaTorah is. But if you hold yourself as a ben kfar, as a nothing and a nothing and a nobody, of halalai kipacha shebekhusim, of batal muvutal mamish, so such a year, you have no asagi, you have no expectations of madrigas. So why are you Isaac in Torah mitzvahs? For only one reason, to find God. Oh, if you find it, if that's why, then you're a ben kfar. If you're ben kfar, you makhtim li yamaknisa. And if you makhtim li yamaknisa, you get torn before anyone else. What's the Indian of for bringing about Purim, the night of Purim before the Etzem HaYom of Purim? The answer is because we're B'nai Kfarim. We're B'nai Kfarim. When you're a generation, when you're a Yid that's Mamash Aben Kfar, then you're Maktim L'Yom HaKnisi, you get it early. Not only do you get it early, but you get the point. You get the point quicker than anyone else. You get the point quicker than anyone else. Maybe that's why, you know, the Gemara says about Mordechai. Mordechai was a righteous in Hezron. Mordechai was the nitzis of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mordechai, the Gemara says, is called Mordechai because of what's Mordechai in Atarmi 9, because that's in Pasuk Mordor. Umetargaminan, and the Targum is Maridachia. Maridachia. So Mordechai is from the words Maridachia, the Targum of Mordor. The problem is Maridachia is Mordechai plus a Yud and an Aleph. What happened to the missing Yud and Aleph? So if you're keeping count, when we clap Haman, how many times do you clap Haman? How many times do you say Haman in the middle? 54. Dalad Men. The Shem Adnai, which means that God is king over everything, it means being able to find God in everything, is Aleph, Dalad, Nun, Yud. Means the site of Mordechai, the Maridachia, the site of Mordechai is to be able to re-inject the Aleph and the Yud into the 54 times that Haman is mentioned in the Megillah. And even Haman, even in that place of Cheshech, is Mamish Lichtig, it's Adnai. The Rabbanu Shem is there too. That's the site of Purim. It's the site of Abba and Rachel. When you hold yourself as nothing and you're a Ben Kfar, then you have the Nitzis of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Nitzis of Moshe Rabbeinu is able to bring a person to Eretz Yisrael. This is a sort of Savri Moron, like was mentioning before, when you hold yourself as Mamish, someone that's looking up to every single Yid, because you're a Ben Kfar, then you, not only do you get the Eretz Yisrael early, but Mela Gula comes early to you. Everything is Machtev, everything is early. Everything comes early. The more a person holds themselves as Mamish, nothing, the more they get the Eretz before anyone else. That's the site of the Shara Nun. That's the name of the Shara Nun. The 50th gate, which is the site of Purim, the site of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the name of the Shara Nun. You only like to tell you quick stories, okay? You have money for a quick story? Maybe you heard this story before, I don't know. Maybe you heard it before.
Want to hear the story, Shaq?
Mine's like this. Hakforim is the word par. Par is the gematria of the five endo letters of Menatzkoch, which is the site of all the gevuras, all the dinim, all the homens, all the problems in the world. Plus 75, Hakforim, 75. How many Amalekim did Kai Yisrael kill outside of Shushan Abira? Shushan Abira meant those are the Rashka Bahags, those are the big tzaddikim. Everyone else that's outside of that, those are the Bnei Hakforim. How many people did they kill? 75,000. 75 olives. To be able to bring the olive into the par, 75 olives. If you take olive and into par, it becomes the efer of the par of the room. Which is the sight of the, to be mamtik all dinin by seeing yourself as batul, mavutul, as mamish nothing. Tame becomes tar. Someone that thinks their tar is really tame. It's the sight of mamish being lechinas maisha. Let me tell you a story. It's maisha like this. There was a chassid that came to the Kishnitzer Magid, and he came to the Kishnitzer Magid, and he had a problem. He wanted whatever the issue was, children, bani chayim mizani, some issue. So he gives his name to the Kishnitzer Magid, and the Magid looks at the name. The Magid says, "There's nothing I can do for you. There's something I can't. There's nothing I can do." So the chassid says, "Well, what am I supposed to do?" So the chassid, the Rebbe says, "Go to a certain town and go to Rav David in this town. Go to this Rav David. He'll give you a bracha. He'll be nisgan." So he goes to this town, the chassid, and he sees the first yid, and he asks him, "No, I'm looking for the tzaddik or David so and so." He's like, "Tzaddik or David so and so? There's no tzaddik by that name. There's a David so and so by that name, he's not tzaddik." So he goes from one yid to another. Eventually he finds the address of this guy, but it's like every person he's speaking to says that this Rav David that he's looking for is not a tzaddik. Fine? He goes to the door, knocks on the door. The wife opens the door and he says, "I'm here, the Kishnitzer Magid sent me to get a bracha from your husband, Rav David." The wife says, "The Kishnitzer Magid sent you to get a bracha from my husband? My husband's no tzaddik." So he said, "Where's your husband?" "I'll show you. Kol kavod, come." She opens the door more and sees it. What's going on? Rav David is lying on the floor, dead, like completely drunk. On a regular day. "This is the tzaddik Rav David," she says. "Am I going to get a bracha from him?" He doesn't want to do it. "Well, my sister, because she's a magid sent him." So he goes over to this Rav David and he starts talking to him that she's a magid sent me to get a bracha. And the guy's completely, he's all. So he doesn't want to do it. He can't get a bracha out of this guy. So he figures the only thing they can do for a shikr is that he takes the bottle away. And he says, "I'll give you the bottle back, but I need a bracha." And now he's able to, you know, focus a little bit. So he says, so he gets out of him this bracha that he should have, whatever issue was, he should get a bracha. And then he gives a bottle back and he runs. So this chassid goes back to Shnitz Magid and he figures on his way that this must have been one alama of tzaddikim, like a Schwarzer Wolf type of thing. So he goes to the Shnitz Magid and he says, "I went to this Rav David and alama of tzaddik and I was able to get a bracha, Baruch Hashem." The Shnitz Magid said, "He's no alama of tzaddik. He's a bum. He's a bum." So he's like, "What?" So he says, "Rebbe, what are you sending me? What are you sending me to a bum for to get a bracha?" Hi, Rebbe. So he says like this. So the Kishnis and Magid says this is a Maisa. This David is taka a bum in Oisvarf or Rosh, a Shagit. There's a yid that is the Isaac in every Avera that you could possibly imagine. He doesn't care, about his family, doesn't care about his children. Not only that, Maisa Shoya says the Kishnis and Magid, he saved up money for months in order to travel to a particular place to do an Avera. But here's the Maisa. Sedek is just a Magid. As he's traveling to this place, he gets to this town where there's a particular area he was saving up for. As he's passing a certain apartment building, he sees a whole commotion. That there's a woman with her children, and they're on the street, and there's like packages and suitcases being thrown out the window. Someone's yelling, "What's going on?" So he finds out that the Nebuch, this family, is being evicted because they didn't pay their rent. So you know what's going to happen. So he says to them, "How much money do they owe?" Let's pump that amount of money that he had. So he says, "You know what? Okay, here's the money, pay the rent," and he goes back home. So Sedek and Jitzamagid and Shemayim, they had a big problem with this guy. So Shemayim has a big problem. What do we do with this guy? He's a Shegetz, he's a Bum, he's a Rosh. He saved money in order to go do an Aver. Al Mitzat Sheni, he was Moshe Nefesh, he took all the money to help another Yid. So what do we do with him? So in Shemayim was Paskin like this. Because he was Moshe Nefesh to help another Yid and to give all his money, His schar is going to be that he's going to have a koyach of giving brachas. But because he's a bum and a shegetz and a rosha, he's going to be drunk his whole life, and he's not going to appreciate the fact that he can give brachas. So Kishnis Magid said, whenever there's a matzav where I can't fix, I send them to this Rav David. And if they can come up with an eitzah to get a brach out of him, then good. That's our story. If you're a ben kfar, if you hold yourself like that Rav David, and you hold yourself that you have no das at all, like a shikr, you have a koyach of brachas. You have koyach of brachas. Because that's the spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu loves yidden that think of themselves as no and no. They know that they're nothing. When you know that you're nothing, that's when you have a koyach of brachas. Hashem should bless us. Because we know we're nothing, and because we're machdim liyoy maknisa, we should be zeichet the shefa bracha v'atzlocha ad b'lidah. Brachas ad ein tzoy.
Amen.
Shavu brachim im rabin.
Amen.
Shefa bracha with boni chayim v'zoyni the revach in a menuchatik away, in a shomdik away, in a nachastik away. We should be zeichet with our families to go to Yerushalayim b'karev mamish v'bias kol tzedna d'vatu ma'asar tzvachim mamish v'neir v'min omen.
Amen. Amen.